I've always read that revolution is when the dispossessed, when the poor rise up against the rich. But in the last 10 days, we have exactly the opposite in Iran. The money classes, the landlords, those who vacation to Europe every year, they have risen against the poor.
With those words, Ardeshir Omani, an anti-imperialist writer and activist, co-founder of the American-Iranian Friendship Committee, cautioned those on the left about the nature of the current street protests in Iran. For Simin Royanian, a co-founder of Women's for Peace and Justice in Iran, the American media reporting on world events reflects the hegemonistic attitude of the United States.
Historically, the United States government has always protested the legitimacy of any elections where the winner has not been to their liking. The American media present only the one-sided view of what the global capital considers in their interest. To convince the American people of the need of interference to defend human rights and the plight of people around the world. And that is what we are hearing today, which is absolutely a lie.
She also wanted to debunk the notion that the protesters are peaceful by showing some of them burning buses and destroying public property in recent issues of Time magazine and The Economist. Moreover, she was outraged by the reaction of the European Union leaders who declared that the elections were fraudulent and even suggested that they be redone.
Iran is an Islamic democracy, not a dictatorship. There are transparent elections. There are 40,000 polling stations all over Iran. In each polling station, there are 14 people that observe, three of them appointed by the Guardian Council, and the rest elected from among the people. The representatives of all the candidates are invited. And Mousavi had representation in the majority of the polling places.
Because of the Bush administration-sponsored sanctions, Iran has fared better than most countries in the current economic downturn. And the present political crisis, says Mr. Kazem Azin, a member of AIFC, has little to do with ethnic rivalry or even democratic rights, but is revealing a split among the Iranian ruling elites. During the Bush regime,
the ruling class in Iran and most of the people were united against the attack of the Americans. But unfortunately, not all the people were united against the way Obama would approach Iran and the Middle East. Some people thought our class interest is saved now. We are rich and multi-billionaires. We don't need any more Ahmadinejad to be radical. Now we can compromise with the United States. So this is the class nature of the split inside the government.
And despite the tumult for democracy in the press, few Americans are familiar with the protagonist in this latest struggle for power. Ahmadinejad, said Simin Royanian, obtained the poor people's vote because he was the people's candidate.
These people now are supposed to be leaders of a movement for freedom and democracy. It is interesting that in every debate, they have criticized Ahmadinejad for his welfare programs, affordable housing programs. And Mr. Mousavi and those people are opposed to that and have called Ahmadinejad a communist.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.